Jason Tetreault, a microbiologist and studier of environment.
All right, Jason, it is tick season across northwestern Ontario. Let's talk, first of all, about the hot spots. Where should we really keep notice right now?
Well, the really interesting thing about being in the northwest area is that, at least for the present, the tick line, in other words, where you see a high concentration of ticks, essentially goes through the area. So if you happen to be Dryden or north, while the risk is there for ticks, it's far less than if you were, say, in Kenora or the Rainy Rivers area. And so it's one of the few places in Canada where you can almost see sort of that line between. Now, the fact is that you still are going to have ticks. And so in that context, it doesn't matter if you happen to be in Kenora or if you're going up to Sioux Lookout, you really should be thinking about, you know, making sure that you're protected.
What determines a tick population? Why is it so prevalent in Kenora and not so much here?
I think there's a few areas that are a bit warmer. They have more water, and also they have a more concentrated grouping of vectors, essentially animals and birds that are carrying. You know, migratory birds, that's one of the ways that ticks can spread. Another way happens to be songbirds. And so depending on what type of wildlife you have, it's going to essentially, you know, determine that. The other thing happens to be weather. It's really interesting. We have something called a winter tick, which can survive all year round. But for the majority of ticks, you know, if it gets below that minus 15 to minus 30 for an extended period of time, it makes it very difficult for them to be able to survive even if they're burrowed. And so, you know, when you have that tick line, usually it has to do with those two factors. What I find so interesting is that because that line is so distinct in your region, we haven't yet figured out exactly why that is, but I have a feeling that, again, you know, it's probably better to be prepared than to worry about where the line happens to be. You know, bugs don't care about borders, if you will.
How can we prepare? How can we stay safe?
Well, there's a couple of ways that you can probably, you know, improve your environment. You know, it's difficult when you are in an urban environment that also has a lot of rural nature around it. Essentially, you're going to have that mixing with all the different types of wildlife. And so as a result of that, what you want to do is you want to make sure that you are essentially keeping your backyard, your areas, as clean and as tidy as possible. Things like wood piles. I mean, we have fireplaces, and, you know, if you got that wood pile, just make sure that it's clean, it's dry, it's in the shelter so that you don't end up, you know, attracting all sorts of different types of animals like mice and such. If you have grassy or, you know, weedy areas, just make sure that they're, you know, trim. You get rid of the weeds. If you really want to be, you know, proactive in your thinking, make sure that your sidewalks have a little bit of gravel on either side of them so that you don't have that risk of having ticks there. And I've even seen, you know, things like tree houses. If you have any signs of droppings in the tree houses, then there's a good likelihood that there might be ticks. So always be sure that if you're going into an environment where it looks like there may be some kind of wildlife of these vectors, that you are either, you know, keeping it clean, keeping it clear, or just simply not having it there at all.
We know, of course, the dangers of ticks that can bring to the public. What are some of the commonly held myths, though?
I think people believe that ticks are simply there to essentially, you know, feed on you and then cause you illness. They're not. I mean, the fact is that ticks, especially at this time of year, because they're waking up, they're coming around, they really just need a meal, and they're going to find that meal. So the best thing for you to do is to make sure that they find a meal in some other animal as opposed to you. And to do that, what you have to do is ensure that you are protected so that your body, much like your environment, is essentially tick unfriendly. If you are going to be doing this type of protection. There are two ways you do it. The first way, as everybody probably knows, is you are keeping the clothing on your body. The second way is to be able to use a repellent. We now know that DEET, the same thing we use against mosquitoes, actually works against ticks. It just has to be in a much higher concentration, about 25%. So if you're trying to use DEET in order to prevent ticks from getting to you, go with that higher concentration. And, if you go into the stores, you'll be able to find it. An example is Off Deep Woods Tick. And, make sure that you're spraying it, and you're going to be safe.